Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Barney!
Hello. Always glad to talk to you.
Barney!
Me,
you
sir?
Know, when you clock the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time.
That's a cute story, Mr. President,
wins,
and I...
And who loses? People like you.
Barney!
Well...
And you.
Clem.
People who are altered...
Stop, Mr. President, please stop. Now, I know it means nothing to you. I'm only a clone, but you've got such a wonderful job, and you're doing it so well. You know, we bozos have a saying. When you put on the nose...
Could you state
it
that as a question?
It grows.
Read to. Thank you very much.
Barney!
You'll be getting a handsome simulfax copy of your own words in the mail soon.
No.
And my reply.
By golly, Mr. President,
thank
you're
you for
beneficent.
Question. Exit right to Funway.
Yes, sir.
Live from Springfield, the entertainment capital of the state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Send in the clowns. Those Daffy, Laffy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful clowns. Send in the clowns.
Already.
Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You'd like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to. Here. See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh. My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Well, you know, my ma always said, you gotta start young if you're gonna stick it out.
Well, my mother didn't talk to me much.
Now, please, everyone.
Poor kid.
Lock your wigs, let the air out of your shoes, and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me,
let's
just gonna
get in
sink in.
For our
don't,
light
not too far there.
The flight
the future is fun. The future is fair. They already be there.
I sure knew I was dreaming again, because there I was sitting on a cloud, way up in the sky. I couldn't get down, and I sure couldn't go up. Then I found something in one of my pockets. It was about as big as your shoe, but it was shaped like a rocket. And then I heard a funny noise. And I realized that little rocket was making kind of a ticking sound. Into outer space, my handy pocket rocket sets a dizzy, rizzy pace. Here I go around the moon and zooming over Mars. I'll see Venus pretty soon and all the other stars. Zoosh! Oh, what a way to fly. With Bozo's pocket rocket, I'm a bozo in the sky. Here I come to the Milky Way. I think I'll have a glass. Look, look, look. Wowee! This is delicious! A fella sure needs his milk to give him energy. Well, I guess I'll be on my way again. Here I go around the moon and zooming over Mars. I'll see Venus pretty soon and all the other stars. Zoom! Whoosh! Oh, what a way to fly. With Bozo's pocket rocket, I'm a very lucky guy. With Bozo's pocket rocket, I'm a bozo in the sky.
How long has that been?
Musical Transportation Spree presents The Clown Show. This is a makeup show, a mass Catholic and funny-tasting custard pie-shaped wax and lipping off by your two clownish hosts, Mike and Jerry, intent on tickling your funny bone with 2 hours of clowning around with music and mayhem about comedic clowns, sad clowns, demented clowns, and avant-garde clowns. Tonight, The Clown Show is brought to you by Happy Clown Potato Chains. You'll be fooled by our deceptive baggy one. Happy Clown looks like he's always out of it, in the bag, or in the sack, but there's more behind this clown than a droopy bottom. Deep fried in Bozolestra. Paste your lips with a Happy Clown chip and get a kick out of every bite. And also brought to you by...
Guys, do you enjoy being laughed at in bed as much as I do? Well, the laughs and pleasure are guaranteed for hours if you wear the clowndom. It's protection that really honks when you're feeling horny. Before you tumble in the sack, don the clowndom, and you'll get bopped on the head all the time and come up smelling like a rose that squirts. Helps you stay hearty har har and making whoopee all night long. Breaking up with a girlfriend takes on a whole new meaning the next time she asks you to slapstick around and get a red nose. Comes in 3 styles, the tickler, the giggler, and the titter. The clowndom, available at most funny pharmacies. Just look for the picture on the box of the smiling, disheveled hobo with the big, big 15-inch long shoes. Take fooling around seriously with the clowndom.
And also brought to you by McRonald's. Eat with the grinning corporate spokes clown of meat and Mom's Apple Pied Piper with his pasty white glove hand gestures over his hot greasy playland. Well, it's time to open up your clown chakras. Shrine in your name in our 3-ring circus notebook of guests and be all you can be. And be a clown.
Now, snap out of it. You can't let a little thing like this get you down. Why, you're Donald Lockwood, aren't you? And Donald Lockwood's an actor, isn't he? Well, what's the first thing an actor learns? The show must go on. Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet, the show must go on. So, Reedy, Pagliacci, Reedy.
Reedy, huh?
Yeah. Don, the world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as... But are we? No. Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no. Short people have long faces, and long people have short faces. Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all. And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, they'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, don't you? All the... What? My dad...
all play a part. The lover, the dreamer, the clown. The dreamer and lover are always in tears. The clown spreads sunshine around. The light with a smile is the light worth while. Oh, clown, till the curtain comes down. Even though you're only make-believing, laugh, clown, laugh. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real functionality fellow. You're supposed to brighten up a place and laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown, no frown. Just in your best aluba, be a pagliaccio and laugh, clown,
in the city, we was a-wondering where to go. A sign spelled out Pagliacci up in lights above a show. We thought it would be a western till the stage lit up with light. And 97 people sung without a horse in sight. We couldn't understand them cause they spoke a foreign tongue. But we can give you some idea of what we think they sung. At once, there's a fat guy in a clown suit. Tain't Halloween, that's for sure. Then this here feller, this punchy Neller, begins to beller like we all was deep. That was Pagliacci, and he sung. Invest in a tuba and something or other about Cuba. He sung about a lady who weighed 280. When she takes a powder, he just starts chirping louder. And he don't do a goddamn thing except to stand up there and sing. When we listen to Pagliacci, we get itchy and scratchy. This sure is top corn, so we go and buy some popcorn. We hate to go back, but we can't get our dough back. Ain't no use complaining, cause outside it's a-raining. Later, we're still in the darn theater, taking turns of napping, waiting for something to happen. Pagliacci, he ain't hurrying, but the folks on stage are flurrying, and it sounds like Ketchy Turian's neighbor dance. Then old Pagliacci finds a guy he's seeking cheek to cheek, and with his wife he grabs a knife and stabs a louse who stole his spouse, and then he stabs a lady and himself. Tain't very sanitary. They all collapse, but old Pagliacci sets up, then he gets up, sings, I'm dying, I am dying, I am dying. We start crying, cause to tell the truth, we're dying too. As the footlights fade out, we see Pagliacci laid out, but the dagger never caused it. Pagliacci was plumb exhausted.
Pagliaccio, so tuo amore in... bolt-hooking son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rolled him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Let don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Clown Show on the Musical Transportation Spree, and we'll be right back right after this important message from one of our clownish sponsors.
Jay, you smell funny.
Oh, thank you.
He's wearing clown clone cologne from Germany in the white face bald pate bottle with the big red clown nose phony flower atomizer.
Grab the nose and squeeze a little. Or squeeze a lot.
This isn't fair. It only sprays on other people's lapels.
Any bozo can wear it. Since parading around in baggy pants is back in style, you shouldn't be surprised if you find some other clown splashing it on you when you least expect it. Explodes when you open the polka dot box.
Oh no, not again!
Better call the fire department.
Clown Clone Cologne. Available in balloon dog or helium doggy scent, crusty or happy.
Try the Anthony Newlyan scented or unbleached flower scented giant monster sized face powder puffs, which are selling like pancakes. Also available in the Afterbath Clown Wash seltzer bottle and giant foot powder can.
I better put some on before I get any odor. Where's the can of spring scent?
Here. In the dry roasted nut case.
With the circus peanut brittle essence.
You'll get animal thought balloons tickling other nose hairs and inspiring carny desires to go down the midway.
Buy it now by the juggle in the jumbo size or in the teeny tiny.
You'll be amazed how many midget-sized ones can fit inside your little red wagon.
Buy now and get a gift with purchase, an invisible dog leash.
You're listening to The Clown Show.
A magnificent inaugural pageant, Circus Stem's perpetual appeal to children of all ages.
Yes, with your clownish hosts, Jerry and Mike. Who better qualified than these two clowns? Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Jerry.
Good to see you here, although I can't see you. You've got your feet propped up on the console here, and I cannot see past those boats you've got there. But they're clownish boats, and they're endearing in their own way. Thank you for bringing you and your shoes. There you are.
Can't see around these things.
No, no. How do you like my hair?
It's really big. It's frightful. It's right. Enormous.
It kind of takes
aggressive.
Up the better part of the room, doesn't it? And it kind of changes colors, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be reacting to static electricity. It's sort of bunching up to the left and moving to the right.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is The Clown Show, a special edition of the Musical Transportation Spree. And what are we doing? We're doing songs about happy clowns, sad clowns. A little bit later, we warn you, demented clowns. And later after that, kind of the avant-garde clown part of the set, the high culture part of our clown show will be much, much later. But right now, we're in the dregs of low culture. And I think we should go backwards and help describe what some of the tunes were that we had heard. A moment ago, we heard one of our ads. Thank you, one of our fine sponsors, Clown Clone Cologne. Have you tried that, Mike?
I'm wearing it right now, as a matter of fact. It's a little strong. Maybe I put too much on, though.
Maybe you didn't put enough on. But a moment ago, we heard the group July doing My Clown, and that was from the psychedelic years. And prior to that, I think you've got the list over there. I think somehow I've lost my list there, my friend. Thank you very much for the clown show rundown. Before that, we heard the Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown. The Lamanite Generation did Indian Clowns. That was just after Bandy, the Rodeo Clown by Mo Bandy. We heard Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with Laugh Clown Laugh. And we also had heard Make 'em Laugh by Donald O'Connor. And we wove Nat King Cole into the background of our intro with Laugh Cool Clown, his take on the Pagliacci theme. And we heard a clutch of Bozo references thanks to the original Bozo with Bozo's Pocket Rocket. And also Fire Sign Theater, where all Bozos on this bus. Some excerpts from that, which was their homage to the 1939 World's Fair and Bozo the Clown. And we also heard the clown of the 90s, Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons, doing Send in the Clowns. And tonight we are part of the clown. We got the animals in the background there, too. We are part of the clown show here as we observe clowndom in these United States, just almost hot on the heels of an upcoming election. Did want to mention something here. We heard a moment ago, we had heard the tune Make 'Em Laugh by Donald O'Connor. I've always wondered why Make 'Em Laugh always reminded me of the song Be a Clown. And a friend of mine did a search on the internet, and he asked to look for these tunes, and from the Straight Dope, aren't the show tunes Be a Clown and Make 'Em Laugh suspiciously similar? And these are two tunes. You'd know one, Be a Clown, was featured in The Pirate with Gene Kelly and Judy Garland, and Make 'Em Laugh was sung in Singin' in the Rain just a couple years after that by Donald O'Connor. And I guess it wasn't only me who thought those songs were one and the same. Somebody had asked Cecil Adams of the Straight Dope, hey, why do these sound so familiar? Were there any lawsuits? And Cecil wrote that Arthur Freed, the producer responsible for most of the MGM musicals of the 40s and 50s, began his career as a songwriter, and Singin' in the Rain was part of Brown and Freed's score for MGM's first all-talking, all-singing, all-dancing musical, which was the Hollywood Review of 1929. And the song has since been used in other films, including A Clockwork Orange. But in 52, Freed decided to use his songbook as the basis for an original musical, as he had done with Jerome Kern's songs in 1946, a movie called Till the Clouds Roll By, and then An American in Paris a couple years after that. Well, the producers decided to build a screenplay around the available material with Gene Kelly directing, and when it came time to shoot, Stanley Donen, the co-director, decided that Donald O'Connor needed a solo number and couldn't find anything that worked in the Freed catalog, and Donen suggested that Brown and Freed write a new song, pointing to Cole Porter's Be a Clown, and Make 'Em Laugh was born. Stanley Donen called it 100% plagiarism, Freed was the boss, and the song went into the film. Strangely enough, Cole Porter never sued, although he obviously had grounds enough to do so. So that's the story on the similarity between Be a Clown and Make 'Em Laugh. And we are observing clowns tonight on our clown show in the Musical Transportation Spree. I can think of a lot of famous clowns in pop culture. One that springs into mind would be Chuckles the Clown from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the clown who passed away sadly and unfortunately, and the entire cast of the Mary Tyler Moore Show broke up during the funeral, was it? Help me out on that.
Everybody was crying before.
Okay. Oh, help the other mics here.
He yes, can
help
hello. Us. Danger Man here.
Danger Man over
Bar
there.
Barag of popular culture.
Yes.
Everybody was crying and broke up before the funeral. And then when the actual funeral, and Mary wasn't. And then, how did this work? It worked the other way around. Now I'm confused. One or the other did not cry before, and then at the funeral actually did start to cry. And then everybody else laughed. I think you were right the first time.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember now. All of a sudden, the hot seat's on, or the hot foot, with all these clowns you've got running around here. You know how prone they are to pranks. And I'm too busy trying to put out my 5-foot flivver here to actually think about the trivia at hand. I think when it comes to observing clowns here on the Musical Transportation Spree, do it from a safe distance. And please don't let them know that you're there.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Danger Man from Friday Night Poker Party, who preceded us. And we should continue with some of our clown tunes here. At the top of the hour, in place of UFO update, we are going to have clown sightings. Mysterious, strange sightings of equally strange and demented clowns. That, in place of watching those UFOs, it'll be Clown Watch at the top of the hour. So let's get into some more clown music, shall we? This is going to be our kind of sad, pathetic clown, broken-hearted clown set here. So let's start out with a tune by Hank Thompson.
You've really made a fool of me. I'm laughing at myself. You like to think that you're Snow White and I am just your elf. No wonder people laugh at me and say when I come around, where is the circus? Here comes the clown. I really ought to dress myself in polka dots and lace and try to hide what's left of pride behind a painted face. Then lead the brass band down the street and shout it to the town, where is the circus? Here comes the clown. You're like an organ grinder, I'm your monkey on a string. You toss me little bits of love and I do everything. I'm walking on a tightrope and I'm sure to tumble down. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. I'm the center of attraction, neath the big top I'm a star. A simple dupe who can't recoup from a love that's gone too far. I know my heart will break the day you ring the curtain down. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. I really ought to dress myself in polka dots and lace and try to hide what's left of pride behind a painted face. Then lead the brass band down the street and shout it to the town. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown. Where is the circus? Here comes the clown.
The show must go on. It's time to make them laugh. You must not remember. Time for your comic mask. You're a clown. Put on your painted face. You must forget her. There's an audience to face. You're a clown. It's time to go to work. You must forget her. You must not go berserk. Forget your broken heart. Remember when to smirk. Put on your painted smile. It's time for work. You're a clown. Forget
sempre preso dal delirio. Non so più quel che dico e quel che faccio, eppure tuo partati, ma hai tu partirò.
Guys.
ago. She's a new love boy. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Clown Show on the Musical Transportation Spree on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. And a moment ago, we heard Mysterious Clown by Mysterious Clown. That was god-awful. And prior to that, we heard something on the other end of the spectrum. Sublimely great. Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown. Prior to that, Elvis Presley with The Fool. Elvis, who was both king and fool in his career, I think. And prior to that, we heard the Elvis of the early 20th century, Enrico Caruso, with his take on Pagliacci. And then we heard another Caruso, Gary Lewis, the son of Jerry Lewis, with Everybody Loves a Clown. Anita O'Day did You're a Clown. And we heard Hank Thompson with Where is the Circus? And that was kind of our sad, forlorn, heartbroken clown set there. I don't know, I think my eardrum's broken after the Mysterious Clown thing there. And we have the Ventures doing The Joker's Wild, undulating underneath. So yet another, the clown prince of crime, wasn't he? The Batman's nemesis, the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
And this is Jerry, along with co-clown Mike. And this is our clown show. And we have, I should say that this next half hour is going to be our demented clown set. And I should warn the timid at heart and the sensitive of nature to maybe tune away for the next half hour or so. Or so, it gets a little rugged along about here. And so with that, we're going to... instead of doing our UFO update, we are going to be doing our little clown sightings, yes? Mysterious sightings of those funny guys where maybe they shouldn't be showing up. We kind of put it into a little context here. This is some readings from the book Mysterious America by Lauren Coleman, who has written extensively on the paranormal. And in a book devoted to sightings of Bigfoot, crocodiles found in the sewers of New York City, and boa constrictors found in suburban Chicago basements, he devoted a chapter to the phantom clowns. The new multicolored clothing on the stranger made people feel slightly uneasy. The man's name, Bunting, was a reflection of his attire, and the residents of the small Westphalian town were soon to learn. The tall, thin newcomer offered his services to the town council, and they readily accepted. Pest control was a serious problem in 1284, and this fellow Bunting said he could get rid of all the rats in town. Thus the beginnings of the legend of the Pied Piper of Hamelin were born. Bunting did lure the rats with his mystical music into drowning in the Weser River, but the townspeople refused to pay him. The Pied Piper decided to collect in another fashion. On St. John's Day, June 24th, Bunting returned to Hamelin and piped his haunting tune. Soon all 130 children were enchanted into following him out of the town and into a cave in the Copenberg Mountain. The entrance was sealed, and the children were trapped forever. The legend of the Pied Piper of Hamelin is said by some scholars to be based on truth. Others feel the story grew out of the Children's Crusade of 1212, in which 20,000 young crusaders marched towards the east and were never seen again. Whatever its origin, the tale is a well-known one, having been retold in many ways at various times. Robert Browning's poem, for example, was written in the 1800s and places the events of the Piper's last visit to Hamelin on July 22, 1376. Now, the town of Hamelin does exist, and perhaps the sinister character and deeds of Bunting may have as well.
In the spring of 1981, Boston, Massachusetts appears to have been the port of entry for a new version of the Pied Piper story. During the first week of May, some individuals in multicolored clothes, just like buntings, began trying to entice school children into coming along with them. The reports of clowns in vans bothering children were openly discussed in the newspapers by the school committee, the area police, and scores of parents and children. On May 6, 1981, the Boston police, responding to persistent complaints, warned that men in clown suits were harassing elementary school children. One of the men was seen wearing a clown suit only from the waist up. From the waist down, he was naked. According to reports, the clown had driven a black van near the recreational horseshoe site of Franklin Park in the Roxbury area of Boston between 4 and 6 p.m. He also appeared in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood of Boston near the Mary E. Curley School. A day earlier, in the adjoining city of Brookline, two clown men reportedly had tried to lure children into their van with offers of candy. The Brookline police had a good description of the van, older model, black, with ladders on the side, a broken front headlight, and no hubcaps. After the clown men and van had been seen near the Lawrence Elementary School on Longwood Avenue in Brookline, the police told school administrators to be extra cautious. The previous week, investigative counselor David O'Connell of the Boston Public School District had sent a memo to the district's elementary and middle school principals. He wrote, "It has been brought to the attention of the police department and the district office that adults dressed as clowns have been bothering children to and from school. Please advise all students that they must stay away from strangers, especially ones dressed as clowns."
On May 8th, reports of clown men in vans harassing children had come in from East Boston, Charlestown, Cambridge, Canton, Randolph, and other cities near Boston. Police were stopping pickup trucks and vans with clowns delivering birthday greetings and clownograms, but no child molesters were arrested. Frustrated policemen pointed out that virtually all of the reported sightings originated with children aged 5 to 7. The headlines in the May 9th issue of the Boston Globe told the story. Police discount reports of clowns bothering kids. The public had been calmed, and that was the end of the story, or so the papers would have had us believe. However, 50 miles south, in Province, Rhode Island, reports of clown men disturbing children were coming to the attentions of psychiatric social workers counseling the city's youth. Perhaps these sightings can be explained as spillovers from Boston, but the reports since Providence are more difficult to dismiss. The focus of activity shifted 1,000 miles west to Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. On the afternoon of May 22nd, police cruisers on the Missouri side crisscrossed the city chasing a knife-wielding clown in a yellow van reported at six different elementary schools. Earlier in the day, at 8:30, a mother had watched a yellow van approach her children as they walked to a school bus stop. The van stopped and someone inside spoke to her girls, who then screamed and fled. The vehicle sped away. The children told their mother that a man dressed as a clown and carrying a knife had ordered them inside. By noon, the police had received dozens of similar reports of a clown in a yellow van. The calls did not taper off until 5 o'clock that afternoon. The previous week in Kansas, school children said a clown had chased them home from school and threatened them if they didn't get into his van. Some reports claim the clown brandished a sword instead of a knife. Residents of the two Kansas cities called it the killer clown affair. Some parents in Kansas were even keeping their children out of school.
Before long, group hysteria was touted as the explanation for the reports. But still, firsthand accounts continued to be reported. LaTanya Johnson, a sixth grade student at Fairfax Elementary School, said she saw the clown near the school. He was by the fence and ran down through the big yard when some of the kids ran over there. He ran toward a yellow van. He was dressed in a black shirt with a devil on the front. He had two candy canes down each side of his pants. The pants were black, too, I think. I don't remember much about his face, she told a Kansas City Star reporter. These kids are terrified, one school principal remarked. And Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas were not the only Midwestern cities in which children were terrified. Omaha also had reports of clowns bothering children, as did Denver. In Pennsylvania, during the first week of June 1981, children in the Hill District of Pittsburgh said two men dressed in clown suits and driving in a van had bothered them. These were the first of a series of peculiar reports of costumed figures in the Pittsburgh area. In the Garfield neighborhood of the city, someone wearing a pink and white rabbit costume reportedly frightened children and eluded capture by hopping from his blue van and scampering into an East Liberty bar. Later in the week, police got a report of a rabbit in Allegheny Cemetery. Some of the other weird stories involving costume persons included accounts of Spider-Man joining forces with a gorilla and a clown in Arlington Heights, Pennsylvania, and trying to entice a boy into a vehicle. During the last week in May, Police Inspector William Moore said the department was getting 15 such reports every day. After sighting of a clown on Bentley Drive in Terrace Village, police conducted a search with the help of two canine patrols and 100 kids with clubs. The police and volunteers never were able to capture any clowns, but witnesses insisted the costumed figures they had seen were real and not imaginary.
Thank you. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you, boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Kinko heard me.
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears. Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.